This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuenareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today I have a very special guest in the studio with us, Adam from Progress to Health.
Hello, good to be here.
Thanks, Adam. And Adam is going to be sharing a bit about all the community groups that he is facilitating, which is a conversation we started with Jean and Lisa a couple of weeks ago. But stick around for that. First, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show, so stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right, welcome again, Adam, to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks for coming. So a couple of weeks ago, we started this conversation with Jen and Lisa from Progress to Health, and they shared about the new groups that are being facilitated at our Caro Gardens. And I mentioned Adam would be here in a couple of weeks to carry on that conversation. So Adam's going to be sharing a little bit about how he got to be where he is at Progress to Health and the groups that he is currently facilitating. Adam.
Okay, so where to start? So I've been running groups since early 2021.
Yeah.
I started out attending support groups, really liked the facilitators there and, you know, learning about their stories, having started from attending support groups to facilitating them. I like to explain things.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, maybe I could run one. So I volunteered at Evolve Peer Support Group.
Yep.
And just started out doing the basic Saturday support group. And I really, really liked it. That started, I was just doing that for a little bit. And then the opportunity for a paid position there popped up and I jumped on it, and then so it started doing more proper workshops with the Journey program, and for the next 2-3 years that I was there, we started doing an ADHD group, started a men's group, but unfortunately after a year of that, Evolve closed down.
Which it was really, really sad because it was such a great organization and space with great people.
It was. Definitely miss it very much.
But Progress to Health was lucky enough to steal Adam.
Indeed, indeed. So found myself at Progress to Health, and I came on with the intention and desire to start basically where Evolve left off, but at Progress to Health. And so that's what I've been doing for the last year.
Thanks, Adam. And yes, the ADHD support group at Evolve was quite popular, quite well known. And at Progress to Health, we never wanted to compete or if, you know, don't try to do something that another organization is doing well. So we never wanted to start an ADHD support group. But since Evolve has closed its doors, it's been a project that we've been trying to, you know, get it right. So yes, we're going to get to that in a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Progress to Health, we spent a few months moving buildings, so that's where we were for quite a bit. But now we are settled in our new location, and we are really going for offering a lot of community groups and support groups because there is a lot of need in the community.
Indeed.
So Adam is very much involved with a lot of the groups, so I would love for you to share a bit about the groups, Adam.
That's a very wide open question.
Okay, no. So let's start with what are the groups that you're currently running at Progress to Health?
Okay, so I've got four at the moment. Tuesday at the Victoria Street office, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. is the General Anxiety and Depression group. I'm open to better names. Wednesday, we've got the Wired Our Way group, which is ADHD, autism, general neurodiversity, suspected or diagnosed.
Yeah.
We don't mind.
Support group, yeah.
Same location and time, Victoria Street office, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, every other week, I have a group in Morrinsville at the Baptist church there. So that's not this week, but next week.
Yes, correct.
From 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And that's very much like a casual.
Yeah, a lot more like catch up. How's your week going?
Yeah, have a cup of coffee or tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then Friday, every week at Caro Gardens, same location as Jen and Lisa's groups. I have a men's group, and that's 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. as well. So everything runs weekly beside that Thursday, which is fortnightly.
Great. I've had some of the people I support attend the Tuesday Anxiety and Depression group, and the feedback has been awesome. So what is the group about, and how is the referral process? Is it an open group, closed group?
So pretty much everything is open. Initially, to begin with, the Anxiety and Depression group was closed. But this year I wanted to see how things go by just making it open. Mostly when it comes to what to expect with the groups, how do things go? There's like three general ways that I like to run a group. One is I've gone down some nerdy rabbit hole about like attachment theory or rejection sensitivity dysphoria or something like that.
Yeah.
And I bring it to the group and we talk about it. You know, how do we experience it, if at all? What are ways that we've coped with it, if we have experienced it? So there's a lot of, or I encourage at least, if people are feeling comfortable to talk in front of everyone else, how they've managed with their struggles.
Do you talk about like generally what anxiety is and what depression is? And you know, because for a lot of people, they, you know, maybe their first part of calling, understanding what they are dealing with and what they're feeling. And
So if say it's, you know, you get a new person for the first time, and you kind of get a sense of where their understanding of anxiety and depression is, then I'll kind of find ways to just like insert those basic descriptions without it being like, oh, you don't know anything. Let me tell you about anxiety and depression. So I try to keep things as organically conversational as possible.
Okay, yeah, that's, and that's great because, you know, especially for a lot of us that are dealing with mental health, you know, challenges, potential chronic health stuff, you know, just the idea of spending energy and going to meet new people and to a different environment, it's already a big deal. But support groups and groups in general, I find that they are so, like, it's so valuable in being in a space that there are other people like yourself. Might not be exactly your same situation, but just being in a room of other people that may get what you've been going through is potentially the most valid thing I get from groups and I see in people as well.
Definitely that was the benefit I got when I started going to support groups, was the you know, with depression and anxiety, your world becomes very, very small. So your kind of point of reference to what the normal anxious, depressive experience is like day to day, when all of a sudden you're in a room of 15 people who are relating to everything you say, you're like, I thought I was the only one. You know, a kind of brain blast moment.
How many times have you had those moments where you're like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? But when you're in a group like that, you realize actually it's not just me, and that's a weight taken off your shoulders because it's actually quite common. Especially in New Zealand, it's just every second person is dealing with some sort of level of anxiety or depression, or know someone that is dealing with anxiety and depression. It's huge.
It's anxiety and depression. It's very, in the way that they work, it's very self-centered in that it's all about relating back to yourself in some sort of way. And so it's very difficult when you're in those states of mind to kind of put yourself in other people's experiences. Put yourself in their shoes, because it's just you're drowning in your own head. And it's very difficult to hear anything else.
Those voices can be quite loud, and I also find really, you know, a jam listening to people's stories. And like I said, it may not be the same story as yours, but you can always like appreciate what other people have been going through and learn from other people's experiences. And, you know, you may get a thing here and there that may apply to yourself, and you're like, oh, I wonder if I try this, you know, if I would get a different result in my own life. That's also, and for us facilitators, it's like we're always learning from you know, other people in the room and sharing those stories, and sometimes, you know, learning to share our own bits of our stories that we've been sort of like guarding it for quite a while.
And that's definitely a the kind of sharing our own stories is something I'm very, very feel like passionate isn't quite the right word, where it's like, oh yeah, listen to me. but I think it's a very important part as the facilitator to be open to sharing parts of your own life, because it's like I can't expect you to share your life if I'm not willing to share my life as well.
And I mean, yeah, it's and I mean, if you're new to going to groups, it's fine. It may take a few times of you going to the room to feel comfortable sharing your story. It's not like you're going to be forced straight away to open up.
Yeah.
But we see people getting more and more comfortable with that as they participate. But yes, sharing parts of our stories and sometimes parts that we didn't even recognize needed to be shared. I find that even 5 years after being in this job, it's still surprising me some of the things that I decide that I have to share, because I realize that it's actually part of my mental health challenges and my history. Yeah.
Because it's all well and good learning the theory behind strategies and tools and ways of managing anxiety and depression. But when you hear someone say, this is an episode that I had in my life where I used these tools and strategies and they helped, and here's how I implemented them.
That lived experience, it's like invaluable. I mean, we all know that New Zealand is facing a huge mental health crisis and health crisis. And we talk about how there is not enough clinicians and all that.
Yeah.
But there is such value and there's such therapeutic value in actually learning from lived experience and from other peers. And groups like that are very important. But also Wired Our Way, which is the group we co-facilitate on Wednesdays, which started as being, oh, let's do an ADHD group like Evolve used to have. And then we're like, oh, how about we include autism and then include open to all neurodiversity, because really is, again, that shared lived experience. As well as when we share any of the tools and things that we learn, like, you know, we're sharing about executive function and how, you know, how we can better deal with our executive dysfunction, for example.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you have autism or ADHD, you're still learning the same skills and they're all useful in the same way. Sometimes even if you don't have a diagnosis, but you're struggling.
I mean, it's like even as a from a pure anxiety standpoint, when we are feeling anxious about stuff, executive function is like one of the first things that just
disappears. Yeah. Memory
and so
concentration.
Even learning some basic, you know, kind of ADHD centric executive function tools, they're still so easily applicable to non-ADHD brains.
So that's why we made it, you know, you don't have to have a diagnosis. You can be just like, I've been thinking about it and I've been reading about ADHD or autism and I do feel like I fit into that category and that you could learn something. Then yes, it's the doors are totally open for that. You know, it's there is always a little bit of like sharing, people who want to share about how their day is going or their week, or if they want to share a bit of about their past experiences. And then, well, Adam is always very good and he always brings something, some research, because he's very good at, you know, rabbit holing himself into topics. But we always find that the conversation just sparks. Literally just sparks, and it can go so many directions. Everyone is just so keen to talk, and I found as well there's a level of empathy in the room that is really, really, really cool in the Wired Our Way group.
Yeah. No, the group runs itself.
Yeah.
You get the ball rolling in. The hardest part is making it
stop.
Like stopping the group.
Yeah. We have a system we're trying to make it work called the parking lot, where we have a notebook in the middle of the room, the table. And if there is a topic that starts, but we either think it's deviating too much or we may not have time to give the topic the deserved attention, then we write it on the notebook and try to come back to it another time. But yeah, again, it's still building itself, isn't it? We had 4 weeks So that's every Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Progress to Health on Victoria Street. It is an open group, so you don't have to come every week. You just come when you can or when it suits you. And it's very much casual. If there are any topics, we have a list of topics we would like to bring. But if there is anything that people in the group are like, oh, you know, I heard about this and I'm really interested to know a bit more, we can go and find out and bring it to the group as well, which is quite cool. Yeah, basically the whole idea is to have a safe space that we are all learning together and trying to be better together. Yeah.
I think a lot of the number one priority when it comes to any of the groups is leaving the group in a lighter state of mind than when you came in.
100%. Yeah, because we are, you know, as society, dealing with so much all the time. If you can just have that space that people can, you know, learn and unload a bit and go home feeling slightly better, you know.
Yeah. And that's the reinforcement side of things as well, as I like to ask at the end of the group, how are we all feeling? Mm. Are we feeling better than when you came in?
Yeah.
And it's so much with neurodiversity, anxiety and depression, dudes, for the men's group, is that not taking a moment to recognize that something you have done has made you feel better than you were a couple of hours ago.
Yeah. Would you like just to touch on the men's group before we finish up?
So the men's group, very, very similar in terms of the way I run it. Some days dedicated subject, some days it's what have you guys been struggling with? Is there anything we can kind of crowdsource information on? Like, who's a good budget advisor to go to? Does anyone have like a direct recommendation?
Yeah.
That's something that's come up in the past. And mostly just encouraging getting some emotions out.
Oh, yes, because guys in a room, you know, just trying to be supportive to each other.
Yeah.
It
can quickly turn into everyone joking around. but then it's like, okay, but seriously, how are you feeling though, bro?
Which it's again, very important and very needed. And it's a safe space for, you know, guys to just, you know, support each other and be. You know, which nothing too serious. Okay, I think that's all we've got time for today. As I said, it goes very fast.
Yeah.
But thank you again, Adam, for being here and sharing about the groups that you're currently facilitating. Sure we are going to have you in here more often to
please,
potentially
I love to,
go into some of those topics with me. It would be great.
Yeah.
But thank you again for being here today.
My pleasure.
Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a Crisis Assessment Team, they're part of the Community Mental Health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354, and they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma show right here on Free FM 89.0.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.